Longtime NHLer, now analyst for the Los Angeles Kings, Daryl Evans, joins us once again. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Daryl, tell me about Ben Hutton, man. He had some really good numbers in L.A. last year, but he didn't re-sign. How come?
Yeah, first of all, happy holidays to you guys and your families. All the best. And 2021 is going to be a great year for everybody, so looking forward to that. But, you know, I think when you look at, Ben, I think he did a great job for the Kings last year. He came in and did exactly what was asked of him. A veteran presence, helped, some of the young guys come along. And he had some versatility in his game. He was able to play both the left and right side. There was nights he was able to eat up some big minutes playing alongside, Drew Doughty. And he did a good job. I think, from the standpoint where the Kings are at right now, they need, especially with what's happened here this year and, at the end of the year last year, not getting finished the proper way. They need to get a look at some of these young guys that are in the system right now, and I think that's probably really the only reason that they haven't done anything like that in bringing him back is to give the opportunity for these other guys that are starting to make their way up and knocking at the door, getting a job in the NHL.
So, tell me about Hutton, because man, I look at all of his numbers. And he's on the ice for more goals for than against on a team that got outscored quite a bit bad at 5-on-5. So, he was doing something well. And it's because his previous few years in Vancouver, he didn't have great numbers. Was this just, was it pairing for him? What was it? What did you like about his game? Or did you see an area where he grew as a defenseman?
I think it really was the simplicity in his game. I think when he came in, and a credit to Tom McClellan with the systems that were in place, I think they really complemented Ben's game. He did a good job. He keeps his game simple. He plays within his means, and I think that's the key. And not only for a veteran defenseman, even a young guy coming in, you want to be very reliable and trustworthy within your own teammates and the coaching staff. That usually earns you ice time in different situations to be able to play in, and that's exactly what we saw from Ben. That goes right back to the get go. I think in the early part, he maybe contributed a little bit more offensively than, maybe he really has in his game. But, I think that the long stick defensively and being able to eat up big minutes, are some of the, kind of like silent things that really allow him to play and be a successful player in the NHL and a valuable player for, whatever team that he's on. I think he matured last year quite a bit, while playing with the Kings. I think his game actually grew. And he's going to be better off for it as he moves forward, playing this next season.
Is there any chance you think he re-signs late, like we saw with Granlund and Nashville, for a maybe league minimum at this point for guys due to COVID, or do you think he'll go elsewhere?
That's really tough to say. We haven't been in communication with management and the coaches and all that, even from the standpoint of the players. Normally you'd have a little bit better pulse as to what's going on. I think the commitment right now is to see what they have, with the younger guys. I mean, the team is definitely looking to get younger. Not to say that, that Ben is old, but there's a number of guys that are knocking at the door. And, we saw, last year at the beginning of the year, Dornfoot came up. Mikey Anderson came up, towards the end of the year. So there's a couple of guys there, Cale Clegg's another player, that they've wanted to get a look at. And there's other young ones that have come through the draft the last couple of years. So I don't want to ever say there's no chance, but I think, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to look at, some of the players, as to, if, when you get going here, is everybody going to be healthy? And you might find guys like himself, maybe not necessarily start on the roster, but find his way, on a team that maybe runs into an injury or two.
Daryl Evans joins us on Edmonton Sports Hitters TSN 1260. Well, Daryl, the Oilers and the Kings, who have been in the same division for a long time, will not be again. I guess we're going back to kind of like the old three divisions when they were in separate ones. But you look at this new format, and I understand why the league's done it. I'm actually quite excited for a lot of the division games. But what do you make of the Kings team this year? You look at Quinton Byfield. He's going to play later today for Canada, the World Juniors. line. We know he's going to go to camp, and now with potentially no junior season, he might even be eligible to go to the AHL, I'm hearing, for guys like that. But do you think he has a shot to crack that lineup, or are they going to be very patient with the guy who, you know, who's very young and just turned 18 in September?
I definitely think he's got a shot to make it. There's no doubt that he's good enough to play. And what allows that as well is his size. He's a very mature young man as well. You know, I know from the Kings' standpoint, they're not looking to rush anybody. If they feel he's ready and he can be a contributor and he can play in the situations and get the minutes that he needs, then so be it. I think a lot of it will come to, when training camp comes about, and then they're going to have, obviously, they can have a few games to be able to take a look at guys to kind of see where they're at. But there's no doubt he can play. The Kings, they're not throwing all their, everything on the table this year. They understand that. I don't want to necessarily call it a growing year, but this is definitely a year when you're going to start to see, the young guys that are coming in, there's going to be some greater expectations from them. Is Adrian Kempe, what kind of a role can he take? Unfortunately, Kapari got hurt there last year. Otherwise, he'd be making that step there. Turcotte, first round pick. Where are all these guys going to fill? So I think it makes for a very competitive training camp. And I think what it does is it sets the tone for what we're going to see from the Kings, not only in this next 6 months for this season, but as we get 9 months away from the start of next year, where the following year, which I think the Kings are going to be in a really good spot. And I think you're going to see a lot of these young kids get injected into the lineup.
Darrell Evans joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Looking at the LA Kings, obviously, you still got Kopitar, but you got some guys like Dustin Brown and Jeff Carter, kind of getting there, a little bit older at their time. Carter's always been a phenomenal skater. Now I know he's coming off that injury, Darrell. Is he a guy that, that the Kings are hoping maybe can bounce back for, and I don't know if that's even possible, to bounce back to the level he was, before when, he's like a 35 goal scorer pretty consistently or not, but what's your expectations for a guy like Jeff Carter, who has only had a total of 60 points the last two seasons?
Well, I think definitely he set a high standard for the way that he performed in the early part of his career, but because of the assets that he has, and that's his skating ability, his shot, and he's a real intelligent hockey player. I think that, gives you hope that, he's got the chance to be able to, rebound and come back and be a Jeff Carter, not necessarily going to put a goal total saying he's going to score you 35 or 40 goals. But I think as the Kings, prepare to take to the ice, they're expecting more from other players. They're not throwing everything on the shoulders of Anze Kopitar, Jeff Carter, the Drew Doughtys and all this. They need some of these other guys now to start taking a little bit of weight off these guys. And if that's the case, if a guy like a Vilardi can establish himself, and maybe even Carter ends up getting put on the wing where he can maybe utilize his skating and his shot coming off the wing a little bit more, I still see him as being a very, a contributor. I think he can improve a hockey club. With Kopitar and the other guys up front, Dustin Brown, their roles need to be lessened, but the only way that those roles become lessened if the other guys step up and take ownership and compete for these jobs, looking for power play time. So I think that's what we're going to see. This next group of kids that are coming up, this next wave that have been in the system maybe for a year or two now, they're a competitive group, and they not only want to play, they want prominent roles. So I think it sets for a competitive stage, in-house. And I think at the end of the day, it makes the Kings a better team. They're going to have more depth, more speed, more youth than we've seen in I don't know how many years.
Darrell Evans joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. You look, I want to talk about one player, Curtis McDermott. It's funny, Derek Englund retired today. And when I see Curtis McDermott, I see kind of a young Derek Englund, a guy who's just, has really worked to improve his game and, is a guy who might play way more games later than he did earlier in his career.
For sure, and it's a credit to him. Getting an understanding what his role is, but more important is how is he going to be able to stay in the lineup and not be a liability against the team. He continues to keep working on his skating and his puck handling, and it all goes back to, again, he plays within his means. He really plays a simple game of hockey. He's one of those guys, in the defensive zone when he's got the puck. He's looking one pass and get out. He's not looking to, you know, stick handle the puck out of his own zone and carry it. He's not going to be your entry guy going into the offensive zone with the puck. So I think, you know, his key is play within his means. He's definitely got a physical presence out there. You know, he's been able to eat up some time on the penalty kill. He gets a little bit more space now that he's been around the league, and he's got that kind of respect. But again, as long as he keeps it simple and continues to keep working as he has done diligently on the other parts of his game, his skating, his puck handling, you know, he's going to find a way. He's just that competitive, and he's a great team player. The players love him. We all know his toughness speaks volumes. He's game. He'll go up against anybody. And, you know, he instills a little bit of fear in the opposition. So he's a guy that's got great value on this team. But to his credit, he works on it day in, day out, and takes nothing for granted.
The Kings got some young guys coming, right? Alex Turcotte, Arthur Kaliev. Do you expect Kaliev to take a run at that team this year?
I do. You know, I look at Kaliev. He's exactly what the Kings have been looking for a number of years, a pure goal scorer. The Kings have got more playmakers in their lineup now as well. You know, for Kaliev, I know, you know, when he came last year, you know, getting a look at him, and, you know, you can just even see the way he was starting to transition from when he was first acquired by the Kings and, you know, going through camp and things like that. He's got a lot to learn, but he's got a skill set that is definitely not only welcomed by the Kings, but any team in the National Hockey League. You know, being able to put the puck in the net is a gift, and he's got that gift. He's got, you know, great sense with the puck on a stick in the offensive zone, and that's what the Kings are going to look to get out of him. And, you know, depending on, you know, who he ends up getting teamed up with and playing with, you know, he's going to be a finish guy. He's not going to be the guy that's, you know, going to be out making all the plays. He's going to be a guy that you're expecting to put the puck in the net, so he should be getting a lot of shots. He should be a guy that should excel on the power play and give the Kings more options. But, you know, I would expect him to make it a real strong pitch here, you know, to be on that roster this year, especially with the, you know, the opportunities that are in front and, you know, with the competitive. Like I say, if he comes in and he competes and has some early success, I think that'll really lead to him becoming an NHL player this year.
And another player that might be one of the more intriguing ones is the former 7th overall pick that they acquired from the New York Rangers, Elias Andersson, you know, in an off-season move. He's 22 years of age, so he's not a young guy per se, but he's a high pick that, you know, people are waiting to see what he can do. Is he going to play center or wing if he's on that team?
Well, you know, when you see so many guys that are playing now, there's that versatility, that flexibility. So many forwards have to have that in your game now, because otherwise you kind of put yourself in a tighter spot. But I think if you you come to training camp, maybe it's a guy at the middle that ends up surprising everybody. So maybe you have to get pushed to the wing, so that he has that flexibility, that he has got a couple of years of maturity. It's given him a chance to grow, and, you know, he can look at the last couple of few years, you know, whatever changes he's made in his own game, and apply it now. You know, and again, depending on, you know, the lines that you're on, you know, when you look at the way the responsibility of players is now, you know, the centermans are taking the face off. You know, sometimes those guys are aggressive. The wingers are coming in. So if you've got a guy that's playing on the wing that's accustomed to playing center or vice versa, it just adds so many more options, and it gives you value on your team. Your coach has got so many more options, different places to put you. So I think we're seeing a lot more of that in this new era of the NHL, that you have a lot of the forwards that are both capable of playing the wing and center, and that adds to their value, and I think it creates longevity in their careers.
Darryl, always great to catch up with you. Wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a happy holidays. And, hey, the NHL is back, baby, January 13th. It's going to be a very quick 10-day training camp. I bet you would have loved a 10-day training camp back when you played.
We used to have 10 days of it was real rough for the first 10 days, but especially when you're a young kid coming in. But, no, I think, you know, the players, you know, they've been on the ice, you know, training and preparing for, you know, so many different dates leading up to this. So I know they're all excited physically and, you know, mentally. You know, they'll get to that level where they need to be real quick. You know, the timing might be off a little bit for, you know, you look at a team like LA, who hasn't played in almost 10 months. You know, so it'll be a little bit, but you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun. I love the way the schedule is set up. I think it sets up for some great rivals. You know, the travel is going to be good. I think it's going to allow the guys to be able to rest. And, you know, that way when you play a compressed schedule, you're going to see some real good hockey. But I wish you guys all the best through the holiday season. Stay healthy and well. Merry Christmas and all the best in a new year. 2021 is going to be a great year, and we'll look forward to catching up with you guys real again soon.
You betcha. Thanks for your time, Darryl. Have a great one.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.